'Tis the season for parties. Soon time to celebrate the new year, and Marianne has been researching the most popular cocktails, including her own personal favorite. Research, that's what you're calling it now, Marianne?
I'm calling it research, Bob.
All right, let's hear it.
So I'm going to give you a list of the most popular holiday drinks according to liquor.com. They have a list of the top 30, and I'm going to have, I'll just talk about a few of them. And I'm also going to have a link to their site that includes recipes on savvy-planet.com.
Good.
Coming up. So anybody who is a subscriber on Tuesday will get in a news, our little regular recipe. And I'll provide a link there in case people want recipes to these holiday drinks. But that I was at a little holiday party yesterday, and I've noticed that not everyone is consuming alcohol these days. Mm-hmm. Isn't that so weird?
Yeah, it's a trend. It's a trend.
Yeah, at least in my friend circle, I'm finding that some of these people, they're abstaining from booze, and those are my friends, but they're not alone. So many restaurants are now offering mocktails. And have you seen the prices for those mocktails?
Yeah.
I mean, they are as expensive as a cocktail. It's like, a $14 mocktail. That's
so
basically juice.
Does all this mean that you're going to have my favorite drink on your list, the root beer float?
No. These are actually... No, that's a float. That's like a milkshake, right? No, these are actually like drinks that are, you can use as much or as little alcohol as you want. But these are classics that play very well at holiday parties. And again, I'm going to name a few and give you the link. And then I want to tell you about my personal absolute favorite, which I think you even enjoy that one too a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
No,
only
if you do.
Need a sugar high.
Well, it's not too strong, so I like that. All right, let's hear your list.
Extremely sweet. Okay, the first one is eggnog. The classic recipe calls for eggs, sugar, milk, cream, and bourbon, brandy, or rum. And everybody's drinking eggnog, these days.
I like it without the booze.
Yes, of course. That's why you like my drink, too.
That's right.
People are drinking, hot buttered rum. These are just classics. Hot buttered rum, I'm not a big fan, but the secret is a batter that's made with vanilla ice cream, and you top it off with rum and boiling water, which is crazy. Anyway, the hot toddy. This drink goes back to the 18th century when it would be consumed to cure a cold. Now, that's a good reason for a drink.
Yeah, medicinal.
And it's whiskey, boiling water, brown sugar, lemon, and cloves.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's very holiday-ish to me. The espresso martini, that is so popular. And it's like a cup of coffee, but this version is a combo of vodka, espresso, coffee liqueur, and simple syrup. And if you haven't had one of these, I mean, those are really good. I know somebody who just had a party, and that's all they served.
Really?
Espresso martinis, yes.
Yeah, so this is strange because so far everything on your list I see right in front of Steve Grzanich on his table in the newsroom.
Is he doing a taste test?
That may be some research for an investigation. I'm not sure.
Yes.
All right, what else is on the list?
The next one is a Puerto Rican specialty. It's called Coquito, and it's known for its rich coconut and holiday spice flavors, including rum, sweetened condensed milk, cream of coconut, and a bunch of other flavors.
Mm-hmm.
That one is sometimes confused for my all-time favorite, which is a Cuban drink, but
the mojito.
It is not
the mojito.
Quite. Coquito.
Yeah, no, but your favorite is the Cuban drink is the mojito.
No, my favorite is the one I'm going to tell you about after all of this.
Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, the next one is the Glögg. This mulled wine is a staple of Scandinavian countries, and it includes nuts and dried fruit, if you can believe that. Irish coffee, which is very popular here in Chicago.
Yes.
We all know this one. It's Irish whiskey and brown sugar topped with hot brewed coffee and fresh whipped cream.
Yeah, Butch McGuire's.
Butch
McGuire's proudly serves that and has for years. I could stand an Irish coffee. Mm-hmm. True.
Although I can't see you drinking whiskey. I mean,
no.
Seriously, I don't think in all the years I've known you, I don't think I've ever seen whiskey go in your mouth.
No.
So there's
maybe
that.
Maybe a touch.
Okay, then there's the cranberry ginger mimosa, which is a really festive cocktail with spicy ginger beer, cranberry juice, and champagne.
Mm-hmm.
The White Russian, which has always been one of my all-time favorites, it's a mix of vodka, Kahlua, and a splash of heavy cream. That was one of my drinks when I was young, and you know, I didn't really drink alcohol, but to me, that tasted like a café con leche. Which you know, like a, almost like a latte.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so good. And then there's the chai spice mule, which is homemade chai spice syrup with ginger vodka and lemon juice.
Good ideas.
And there are about 20 more drinks on this list. And again, I'm going to share the link on Savvy Planet, where you can also find my favorite holiday drink of all time. And it's a Cuban drink with a French name. It's called Creme de Vie, or Cream of Life.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, love, love making it because the base is sweetened condensed milk. And you know that I don't have a sweet tooth at all, but give me a can of that. And especially if it's been in the refrigerator, and I can just eat it out of the can. That's how much I love sweetened condensed milk.
I've observed that.
Yes, but you have not actually ever seen me eating it out of a can because I could actually eat the whole thing. It's so good. But anyway, I think I used to do that as a kid. But the alcohol portion is Spanish sidra, which is cider, and rum. And I grew up watching my mom make batches of it, and she would put it in these really pretty bottles and put a ribbon around them and give it away as gifts. And you know that I do that as well.
Yeah, it's a perfect gift for a host or hostess if you go into a party.
Gift that you can just, you know, give to your neighbors, your friends. And then this year, my heart melted when my daughter took the recipe and made creme de vie and gave it away to all her friends in California.
Yeah, the tradition goes on.
I know. I love it. It's so delicious. And you only need a few sips, and it really tastes like magic. And the recipe is on Savvy Planet.
Yeah, you know what? I think a lot of people are going to want to go back and listen to this or check out the list and get an idea for their holiday get-together.
Yes, and I'd love to know if anybody out there makes it. Please give me some feedback. I'd love to know what you think. You can either text Bob or give me feedback on savvy-planet.com or on my Instagram account, Havana Girl. Just give me some kind of feedback because I love, love, love this drink, and I want to know if you love it too. And Monday, Bob, I haven't even told you this, but we're going to be doing a Facebook Live from our house.
We are.
To update people, yes, on what else we're up to, and you can get a hold of us there too Monday evening. Do you have plans for Monday? I mean, did you have something else going on?
I guess not. I'll be home soon, Marianne, so please have my robe, slippers, and martini ready for me as usual, okay?
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Shaken, not stirred, by the way.